the Conservative Liberal. We're in week 39. That's the way we do things around here. We do them by the week. I do the best I can to keep up with all the things going on in the world. Glad you all can make it today. We changed our format. I don't know if you're aware of that, but we've decided to, just play the excerpts, my excerpts, the things that have gone on with me and the things that I've listened to and heard, and I guess listened and heard is the same thing, unless you're hurting, you're hurting some cattle or whatever. And then we're going to pick apart, what's happening in the world. I mean, I am very observant. I listen to a lot of radio, media, all different kinds of media, whether it be the internet, news, television, papers, whatever. I'm just out there and I'm just listening to everything. And I'm listening to the people. That's probably the most important thing, is to listen to the people out there and listen to what they're having to say about the things that are going on that are affecting them directly. Maybe indirectly, too. All right, let's see. The first thing that's on my mind is the runaround. I think that we've all experienced this. If you're in voicemail hell with dealing with some kind of tech support, with trying to get answers to a problem, trying to resolve these things, it just seems like, let me talk to this person. Can I go up the ladder? Is there a higher level? Somebody that understands my problems here with this, whatever I'm working on here? Well, it leads me back to the experience that I'm having right now, and that is, I purchased a vehicle. It was a used vehicle. Sometimes it's good to go out and buy a used vehicle. Now, you don't always have to buy something brand new, folks. I mean, it just depends on what you're looking for. And, I purchased this vehicle, and it supposedly came with what they call a extended warranty, certified warranty, whatever. And now I'm bringing it around, because now that I own the car and I'm bringing it around, the dealers just don't want to have anything to do with it. They're just using this excuse, that excuse. If I don't mind my adding, I'm going to say this is an American car, and it's a beautiful car, and that's why, of course, I bought it. I mean, to me, it's beautiful. And I just, it gets frustrating because you think you're doing the right thing. When I bought the car, I did my due diligence, and that's what we have to do, folks. Whenever we're involved with something, and we're going to go and make an effort to do something or purchase something or get involved with something, do your due diligence. That's what you can do. It always doesn't pay off. Let's face it. We are in an imperfect world. But if you do it, you play by the rules, sometimes things work out anyway. So that's what it's all about, folks, is having to deal with the runaround and being able to get in your head that it's just, no matter what you do, sometimes it's just not going to go your way. All right, so we're going to go on to another excerpt here. So just hang in there, and we'll be back in just a few. It wasn't that long of a break where I thought I was starting all over again. What we're going to talk about now is we move on to all the different kinds of subjects here. We're going to cover the whole gamut here. Hopefully there isn't a subject that you won't miss whilst listening to this show. We're going to go right into our religion. I think religion is a very important thing. I think it's a beautiful thing. I think it's a spiritual thing. I think if it's studied in a moral, ethical way, I think it'd be very helpful and healthy for most people. But what I want to get into is the fine line of blurring the old church and state thing. And I've noticed something very, very interesting that's happening right now with the way things are right now is with the economy, Wall Street, Main Street, corruption, everything. I noticed that the government and the right wing, the church, you know, they're not focusing on obscenity as much, because I think people are believing that there are more pressing issues of the day. I don't think that it's for everybody, and I think it could be a drug and an addiction to some people, and it could be very harmful. I think if you know really cross over into subject matter, that could be very harmful to children and doing things with animals and things like that, off limits. But your everyday mainstream type thing, and I know that people will say, well, what's obscenity, what's not? Well, I think most people, logical people, really know what that is. So that's why we have to be very careful of what we're getting ourselves into or what people are getting into, as long as it's not hurting anybody. And that's where, you got to be very, very careful of not taking the people's freedoms away from them, because I am a firm believer in the First Amendment. Free speech is all we have, folks, to be able to express ourselves. I mean, you can't yell fire in a theater, but you should be able to say what you need to say about our government and the things that you don't like. There are a lot of countries out there that you don't allow to do that. Interesting enough, in China, things are going very, very well for most people because we're spending all our money. All our money's going to China, so things are very good for most people. But in China, you try speaking up against the government there, you may not be seen or heard from ever again. So just be mindful, folks, that it's very important that you stick to what you believe, and you go out there and you let the American people know, and people you're close to, that you can speak your mind. This is what it's all about. But you got to remember, folks, the people on the right wing and the people that are trying to have these commissions going after people for just because of something that's bothering them or whatever, we got to get away from all that. It's a waste of valuable resources. I know. All right, we're going to go on to our next subject. Into our next subject here. We're going to bounce around all over the place here. I heard a really, very, I thought, very, very good joke. I mean, profound. It's not, I don't know if it's a joke or if it's just something that's just profound, poignant. It was told to me by a musical icon, musical legend, Willie Nelson. I'm sure you all know who he is. Well, the joke goes like this. Man goes to see a doctor. Man's not sure what's wrong with him. He's not feeling real well. And doctor says, well, the only thing I can suggest to you, sir, is for you to start taking mud baths every day. And the gentleman said to the doctor, says, mud baths? Well, why would I take mud baths? He goes, because it'd be good for you to start getting used to being in the dirt. Well, anyways, I think that what I mean, maybe it got a little chuckle out of it. I certainly did when I heard it. But, it's all about timing when telling a joke. I think that what it really reminds me of is the fact that no matter what we do in our lives, is that, we can try to be healthy. We can exercise. We can eat well. We can do everything that we can to, have a better quality of life. But it just doesn't matter. We could be stricken down at any moment. And it just goes to show that while we're here, enjoy your moments. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your friends. try to get along with everybody. I got my little doggies in the background making a little noise because they're trying to fight over a little toy. Because, I mean, even the simplest things you got to enjoy. I mean, if you hear it in the background and I'm thinking, God, is people going to be annoyed by my dogs barking or biting or, you know, kind of playing in the background? Well, I don't know. Well, I'm going with it. I don't want to have to stop the show to say, hey, doggies, be quiet. I'm doing a show. Come on, shh, shh. Anyways, maybe you people out there, you want to hear the doggies play. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's not that exciting to hear dogs play. I think it would be more fun to watch dogs play. But, hey, you know, you never know. People who are just listening, you know, who knows what people will enjoy at a given time or given moment. So just appreciate what you have and be enlightened by even the smallest things. Because you just, folks, you just never know. The seconds are valuable. You just never know what's happening right around the corner. All right, we're going to go to my next deal, and I'll be right back. Welcome back. Well, listen, let's just go right into it. Back to religion all of a sudden. I don't know what happened. I just feel like something that just hit me. It was like sort of an epiphany. Maybe you'll find it kind of fascinating. I certainly did when you know how you're just, your mind's talking and you're finding, all of a sudden you're just, something hits you and you think, wow, that's just kind of, has anybody ever thought about that before? Maybe I'm the only one that thinks this way. Well, anyways, what I was thinking about is I was thinking about myself and the fact that I have a wife and a spouse, same thing. And I look around and I see, brothers and sisters and couples and friends and married people. Like I was just discussing about myself. And I started thinking about God. I'm thinking, God. Well, I mean, God is all things. I guess he's all things. But I'm thinking, does God get lonely? Think about it. I mean, he's by himself. He's just his own powerful, amazing, incredible entity. And I mean, I'm not saying that man isn't great. I think woman isn't great. I think that man, women, and especially together, I think they're great. But you know, what is the better half of God? Like, if you know, you heard the old story, I'm gonna go hang out with my better half. I mean, I feel sometimes that. Can God be lonely? I mean, everybody gets lonely. People get lonely when man is created in the image of God. Maybe God gets lonely sometimes. And it's kind of almost a sad thought. I mean, he can create any kind of friend or being that he wants to hang out with to have fun with, I guess, and enjoy or do whatever he wants to do. But, you know, when you have a companion that's like you, I mean, men and we're people, we're human beings, and we're like each other, and even when we're hanging out with our animals, our dogs, cats, whatever, I think it goes back to really man and woman, when you're hanging out with your wife, there's nothing more special than that, or if it's your girlfriend or something. When God, who's God, just have to, you know, he's creating some creature to hang out with, I mean, it just seems to me that it could be lonely at the top, is all I'm trying to say. So, if you're listening, God, I hope that I'm keeping you company and you're not too lonely. because that would just break all our hearts if we had a lonely God. All right, we're going to go on, and we'll be right back. Folks out there, listen carefully, because all I can say is no matter where you go and what you see right now, it's totally depressing. I mean, it feels like the world's coming to an end. But let me tell you something, if you fall into that trap and glue yourself to that television and just keep hearing those negative bad things that are happening, you know what? The world will come to an end. What we have to do is we all have to step up and say, you know what? I'm positive. I'm an optimist. Probably this means the same thing. I believe in myself. I believe in this country. And I'm going to go out and buy something just to buy something. I'm not going to just buy what I need, just my staples, just food and survival gear. I'm going to go out and buy, I don't know, that extra pair of pants that I really didn't want, but I kind of thought they were kind of cool. And just go out and do it, folks. That's what's going to get the world, our world here in America, ticking again. Now, you know, bringing up the economy and going into the bailout, and I'm totally against it. I think it's sending the wrong message. I think we need to just let the chips fall where they may, folks. I mean, we just have to stop and think how important it is to realize what would happen if we don't have the bailout. You're going to have a lot of people out of work. And I believe that's possibly a good thing. Because if you were to think about how much we spend buying stuff made in China, where we should be making it right here, and all the jobs for tech support that have been outsourced to India, that we so if we make products here and we get the training to give and get rid of all some of this outsourcing, you know, you wouldn't believe how many jobs there would be. Now, maybe they wouldn't be as high paying, but then that goes back to if you better yourself, you make more money. I really believe that. Now, it always isn't true. There is no 100% guarantee with anything. But at least think about it, folks. Where's all the money? We don't make anything anymore. What do we make? We make mortgages that are split up a zillion times and then spread out. We're selling nothing. We have to sell something. And let's start making our own stuff and keep buying our own stuff. That is what's going to make us strong. We're strong, but we need to be stronger. We can't just sit back and watch the other countries pass us by, or we won't have a country. Because in the back of those other countries' minds, they would just love to own you and me and all of what we have here. All right, take a little break. I'll be right back. Get yourself together, keep on getting better. Tell me something. I'm glad you've been so patient. That's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about patience. We don't have it anymore. You can see it out with all the people out there on the roads. It's all about road rage because we're in a hurry. We're hurry to get there. We're hurry to get... Nobody's in a hurry. The only person that could possibly be in a hurry is the person who's got the antidote for... or the cure for world hunger, or the person that has figured out how to resolve world peace. Those are the only people that are in a hurry. Everybody else, I know I stole that from Dr. Phil. Well, you know, hey, look, if we all steal from everybody, if somebody you hear something good from somebody, you use it. I mean, that's what makes us who we are. We're a little bit of this and a little bit of that. You know, That's what I do. I mean, I think we all do it. But that's what we need to learn, folks. We need, because of the technology, we get on our computers and we get our mail and boom, we get this and we can order this and it comes the next day and everything. But where we lose our patience is out on the roads. Because Caltrans and the government or whatever who's involved with our transit system or between the cars, the planes, the train. They're just not keeping up with us because they're way behind. I mean, when we get outside our front door, we have to learn how to just slow it down because you're only going to be able to go from point A to point B and it's going to take a certain amount of time and just never know what you're going to come up against. And that's where you need patience, folks. So just take a deep breath and just relax because it all doesn't mean anything anyway. I mean, maybe it means a little bit to ourselves or in our own minds, but it really doesn't mean much to... It's just a flicker of light. That's what we are. We're just basically moisture, vapor, and moisture, and we just vaporize. That's basically what happens. All right, I'm going to take a little break here, and we'll be right back. Going back to the economy a little bit and the things that are going on in the world, and I just especially been paying extra attention to, you know, the radio, a little bit of television, but mainly the radio, because with the radio you can really, it crystallizes what's really going on because you can hear the regular folks calling in to the stations and you can really hear what's on their minds. And I really I've always been a proud American. I mean, you know, but I don't think I've ever been prouder than hearing the people calling up about what's happened to, you know, what's going on with the economy in the world the economy and this bailout thing, because people don't want it. People are sick of having people stick their hands in their pockets, and they're out there and they're calling about it and they're expressing themselves. And I just think it's just been beautiful to hear it. I just think it's just wonderful that we have this. We live in this country, and that people are calling up, and they're upset. They're mad about what's happening. And I just think it's fantastic that I can hear it and you can hear it. And hopefully whoever's in charge will hear it. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Well, I'm glad you were able to join us, and I hope you made it through the whole show here. I mean, you know, sometimes it's not easy. We don't all have time to do what we want to do, and I don't know if listening to this show is something you wanted to do. Maybe it's something you could you just passed by, and you found it fascinating and just stuck with it, and I really appreciate that, and I hope you got something out of it. I got something out of it, just being able to sit here in front of this mic and express myself with all the different things that have happened to me and things that I picked up through the week and be able to share it with you. Well, all I can say is live well, live healthy, and God bless. Till next time.